equally weighted. Because I think that we all have read some books with fascinating characters, and you get to the end of the book and you think, what the hell just happened? You know, the plot just doesn't make sense, or it's kind of insulting in a way, because it takes for granted that you've read all these pages and you're going to get to the end, and the writer doesn't seem to want to do the work to make the end of the book as good as the beginning of the book. And so I always think about, really, the character first, because that, to me, that's what's interesting the most, really, is okay, well, I'm known for putting characters in horrible situations, but the fact is, you wouldn't think the situations were that horrible if you didn't care about the characters. And in many ways, I think that I get painted as far more graphic than I actually am, because the reason why it resonates so much and it feels so deep and psychological is because these characters are someone you think you know, or you think is much like yourself, or your mother, or someone you know. So there's an emotional connection. Yes. And I had someone say to me a long time ago, well, why do you make these beautiful characters and then you kill them? And I said, because you wouldn't care if I killed them if they weren't such great characters. And you know, so that I think that's really what I've always tried to do. And whether I'm writing one of my Will Trent books or I'm writing something like The Good Daughter, I want to make sure that I'm doing the work that a writer is supposed to do and making the character as interesting as the story. And so part of my job when I set out to write a book, I always know how it's going to end. I know who the bad person is. I don't say bad guy because sometimes it's a bad woman, but I always know who did it and why they did it. And then I start at the beginning and get to that point. Because I think it's important to play fair.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are trying to figure it out along the way. But if you do figure it out before you're supposed to, then you still have to want to read the book. And that is solved by having a mystery of character. How is this character going to figure out what happened and why? So they're really together. The most important thing.
Yeah.
You can't just say plot is more important than character or character than plot.
No, I didn't think that. But at the same time, The Good Daughter has a really different plot, or multiple plots, actually. And the way the plots all work together is, yes, very well done. And that's why I thought, wow, you must have put a lot of attention into that, too.
Absolutely, and you know, I don't really outline per se, but when I'm writing, I write at my cabin in the mountains that my dad built for me. And so when I'm driving from Atlanta to the cabin, which is about a 2-hour drive, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do in the story. And so by the time I sit down at the computer, I've pretty much figured out how that part's going to go. I don't know if you're like that. I'm not one of these people who sits down and stares at the blank page and says, what now? You know, I generally have an idea of at least 30 or 40 pages that I want to write in that section of writing time.
Yeah. I usually write short bits and bits and bits and bits and bits until I have about 30, 40 pages, and then I sit down at the computer and think, okay, now it's time to work.
Right.
But I do a lot of writing by hand and before I get there. And
Yes.
I can see it in your eyes. The Good Daughter.